Rolling Stone, self-deportees walk past skulls of dead migrants in Central American jungles. By Neil Munro on September 1, 2025. Many of the poor migrants drawn north by President Joe Biden's welcoming policies are now self-migrating southwards through jungles filled with the bones of dead migrants, according to an article in Rolling Stone. The many migrant deaths were admitted by author Paula Ramos in a report from Panama. Venezuelan migrant Edinson is part of a growing trend of reverse migration emerging throughout the American continent. A year ago, this movement would have been unimaginable. In 2024, during the Joe Biden administration, more than 300,000 northbound migrants traversed the Darien Gap. In October 2024, it took Edinson almost 4 days to cross the Darien Gap by foot, passing 4 corpses during the last stretch of the jungle. The emaciated remains of a mother and daughter who died hugging, a woman who looked like she'd just been shot in the head, the decomposed body of what appeared to be an elderly man, and many, many human bones and skulls lined the edges of the swampy, overgrown paths. Almost all of them, migrants, have seen someone die or disappear. Ivan Aguilar, who works for Oxfam, a pro-migration aid group, told Rolling Stone. Deaths among migrants have plunged almost to zero since President Donald Trump shut down Biden's open invitation to migrants. No one knows how many migrants died while trying to reach the porous border overseen by Biden and his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. And no establishment media outlet wants to count the death toll because Mayorkas's pro-migration policies killed thousands of migrants as he extracted workers, renters, and consumers from impoverished countries to feed Bidenomics. Those policies were evil, Antonio Gracias, a Doge executive and technology investor, told the All In podcast in April, adding, "They're wrong. We gave an incentive, under Biden, for people to get trafficked. We were incentivizing people to pay traffickers to come to America. We were doing this." Breitbart News has tracked many reports about migrants who died traveling north towards the post-1990 bipartisan pro-migrant welcome offered by President George W. Bush, Mayorkas, Biden, many progressives, and CEOs. There were 2 images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com said about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant person who resisted a robbery in Mexico was killed with a machete. The other happened in the Panama jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist-deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. Many additional migrants were killed while working illegally in jobs throughout the United States. The New York Daily News reported on the death of a child migrant in 2017. A 14-year-old delivery boy who was fatally struck while pedaling across a Brooklyn street had come to the U.S. alone and dreamed of seeing his Guatemalan parents again, his devastated uncle told the Daily News on Sunday. He was new here. He only came a year ago, Estuardo Vicente said. But he wanted to help his parents. He sent them money whenever he could. But progressives ignore the deaths caused by their policies as they display their opposition to the enforcement of Congress's popular immigration enforcement laws. For example, the Rolling Stone writer used her article to display her support for the Cold War-era nation of immigrants narrative, regardless of Americans' laws and the jungle's cruel reality. Back in 2021, a couple of days after Biden's inauguration, I spent a week reporting from the Darien Gap. What haunted me wasn't what I could see and hear around me. The dangerous wildlife, the gasps of pain from Haitian mothers as they carried their weeping children through the hills on bloody, blistered feet, the trails of abandoned backpacks, rather, it was everything I couldn't see. What haunted me the most was migrants' blind loyalty to the ideals that pushed them toward the U.S., their capacity to face any risk, even death, in the pursuit of freedom, justice, and liberty. Having lived through authoritarianism, gang violence, and/or poverty, they understood how sacred America's rights were, how vital our Constitution was, and the privilege our democracy represented. Is the American dream worth this? I'd ask along the trek. The answer was always a resounding yes. But as hundreds of migrants begin to self-deport and as thousands of asylum seekers turn away from the southern border, choosing new paths for themselves, it seems that Adam's American dream was just that, simply a dream. Progressives still insist on policies of open borders and easy migration. Regardless of Americans' recent opposition or the price that migrants pay as the alliance of activists and business groups helps foreigners bypass and violate U.S. border laws. Meanwhile, Trump's policies are persuading many migrants to drive or fly home, safely, comfortably, and without risk.